And we are joined courtside by head coach Michael Huger. A tough one tonight, Coach, and we know the stats say Kent State's a very good defensive team, and I think we saw that on display tonight, did we not?
We did. We saw it on display. They did a really good job defensively. We did a poor job of understanding how physical they are and how they play, and, you know, we could only do so much as coaches. You know, at some point as players, we got to now step up and be able to handle what we're showing in the scouting reports. And teams are doing exactly what we say they are doing. Now we have to make that adjustment and be able to play better and just to do it in a better way.
Coach, I think maybe the most disappointing aspect of tonight's game was the way Kent just owned the offensive glass. Basically half of the time they got the offensive rebound. Hard to live that way.
Definitely is. We told our guys exactly what they were going to do. We told them they were going to push, and we can't look at the referees for help. We have to be physical. We got to box out every time the shot goes up. Our guys just stood and watched, and they went after them, and that's the game.
Coach, offensively, obviously Kent State's defense deserves a lot of credit, but seemed like tonight they didn't have as much movement maybe as you needed, especially in the second half. They kind of pushed that lead out. You couldn't get anything going offensively, just sort of standing around.
Too many turnovers. We told them they were 13th in the country as taking the ball away from you, and they did a great job of taking the ball away from us. We had 17 turnovers. They were able to score and you know, off of our turnovers. They scored 18 points off our turnovers. We got 19 off of theirs, but it wasn't enough. And second chance points is what really hurt us. And you know, those guys getting 19 second chance points to our 9. So that's the game. I mean, no matter how much you try to say it to your guys and get them to understand what it is, we still got to go out and execute it, you know, and that's just it.
Also, points in the paint, 46-20, Kent State. Some of that was the offensive rebounding, but I think the other thing was they were able to break you down and get really quality looks all night long.
A lot of those were points in the paint on the second chance opportunities. That was on the drive. That was on the post up. We talked about preventing them from catching those post ups, and they did a good job of doubling us in the post. And we went over the double, and exactly everything we did in practice, we did the exact opposite in the game. So that tells you right there.
Well, Caden Matheny tried to keep you in it. Him and Carey really went at it tonight, and Caden had 19 points. I think that was a somewhat bright spot in an otherwise dreary evening.
It definitely was a bright spot, and also his defense was a bright spot for us. He was able to hold Carey to 11 points, and, you know, that's big, a guy who's averaging 18 a game. So he did a real good job on him, and hats off to Caden for fighting like that and keeping us in the game, defending, and being the tough guy that he is. So that definitely helps us.
Coach, appreciate your time. We'll see you in Muncie on Saturday.
Thank you.
That's head coach Michael Huger. Falcons fall tonight to Kent State 87-64.